Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm new. I'm trying to call to get information about home care for myself. I'm about to have surgery, and I'll be down for a period of, I'm already down, but 6 months.
Okay.
So, and I wanted information.
I'm sorry. That's considered short-term care. We only work with long-term care. Short-term care would need to go through your Medicare benefits. So I would speak to the your surgeon who's doing the surgery, and they will set you up with home care upon discharge from the hospital.
Okay. What is the minimum time for long-term care?
Long-term care is indefinite. Like if you feel like you're going to need home health care services indefinitely, like you have a disability or a chronic illness.
And can you hire your relatives?
Yes, that one you can. You can work with either a family member or a friend. That's not a problem. The only restriction is on legal spouses. You can't have your husband be paid to work.
No, this will be one of my daughters.
Yeah, we can hire her.
Okay.
You would need to go through an assessment process with the state, and I'll just give you some information on it. There's three assessments you would need to do. There's a financial assessment, a medical assessment, and then an assessment to determine how many hours you're eligible for based on your level of need. And the financial requirements are they need to know that you make less than $2,900 per month in income and have less than $8,000 in cash resources. They will then ask, they do what's called a 5-year look back period. So they're going to need certain bank statements from certain months of certain years. They'll tell you exactly which ones they need. And then our enrollment specialist is able to assist you with getting the documents over to the county assistance office and get status updates and kind of push things along and make sure they're not dragging their feet. And then the medical assessment, they'll send a nurse out to your home. They're going to check your mobility. They mostly want to make sure that your home's a safe environment for you. And if you need anything like a life alert system, any kind of ramps or grab bars, they'll look into that at that time. And, you know, just what – and they'll interview, they'll say, you know, what do you need help with and things like that. And anybody who's involved in your care should be there so that way they can put their input, too, on what your needs are.
Do they give you this also once you're released from the hospital? Do you meet with a social worker or something, do you know? So that I know what my options will be.
Well, I mean, if you just need it for the 6 months following surgery, then it would not be considered long-term care, and it would not be a family member being able to provide the services. That's only if for long-term care services through the waiver program, which is what I just discussed. If you'd like, I can send you out all of this information via email. Do you have an email address?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But see, I'm thinking now I don't meet the income requirements. I've been Googling. I did a Google search, and I asked for one that has no income requirements.
Oh, so you do make more than the $3,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much more, if you don't mind me asking?
A lot more.
Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be difficult, and there's really nothing. They do have something called the Options Program that's through the Office of the Aging, but, again, it's not a family member. The only thing that we can hire, you can hire a family member through is the waiver program, which is an income-based program.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Sorry. I wish I could help you out more.
No, that's good. Okay,
have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.